kind of prepare to take on any?
Yeah, I mean, I think today we worked on some things that didn't go our way last night. Some things on the penalty kill that we want to focus on. And, you know, for us, obviously, I think the last two games we started really well and just didn't keep that same level up through the entire 60 minutes. So, obviously, we're looking forward to the game tomorrow. You know, it's a long season, so we understand that we're going to go through times like this, and it's just about how we respond.
What does the group need to do better to handle those momentum swings better than
you
have so
far? Well, I think it's obviously managing the puck at certain situations in the game. You know, you feel once they score, obviously, there's kind of a 2-3 minute window where usually the other team presses pretty hard, and that's where you have to respond with simple plays and you know, not give them anything you know, sort of easy and without them having to work for it. So I think those minutes where you do get scored on, responding properly you know, in the next segment of the game, that's usually huge.
When a team ties it up or whatever, or Toronto goes up by two, I mean, can you, as a young player, is it natural where you have to balance that where the anxiety level starts to go up?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, obviously, you know, you never want to get down, and obviously when you get scored on, the other team gets momentum, you lose a little bit, but that's where, and it sounds crazy, but that's where you have to be a little bit calm and have some composure and like I said, really respond in that next 2-3-4 minute window where that push from them usually comes really hard, and then you can get back onto the accelerator momentum wise the other way. So yeah, those minutes after goals are huge, and that's something where we really want to respond better than we have.
It's not trying to do too much, but it'll become a mentality. I mean, obviously, you talk about there's breakdowns. It's more from a matter of trying to do too much rather than just focusing on someone's own particular job.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things, everybody cares. Everyone wants to get the ship going in the opposite direction when the other team scores or when we give up a couple goals, and that's where you just have to simplify, you know. Once the other team scores and the momentum's going in their favor, obviously that's where you have to be simple, you have to be smart, and like I said, you know, you can really see it if you watch games. Teams get scored on, the other team obviously has that momentum, and it's all about how you respond in that next, like I said, 2-3-4-5 minutes, and it starts with those simple plays and not trying to do too much. I mean, that's when you get yourself into trouble, and you know, I think we talk about just not giving them anything easy, you know, pucks in certain areas of the ice, being hard, making hard plays, and not, you know, if they're going to end up making amazing six passes and scoring the back of the net, that's one thing, but, you know, not giving them those easy things from our mistakes.